Well, welcome once more to a midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and today I want to share with you some words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. This is the New Revised Standard Version. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Well, I want to share some thoughts with you today around the theme, Think Snow. Okay, I know it is still summer, and hopefully we're still months away from that first snowstorm. But with all this heat we've been experiencing, thinking about something like snow might cool us off a little. So just bear with me. One of the most beautiful things I can think I have ever experienced, and most peaceful things as well, is a nighttime walk in a snowstorm, or going out into the morning silence after a snowstorm. You open the door and everything is hushed and blanketed in white. It's all peace. You take it all in and you can't help but feel a sense of calm. And then you walk back into the house, and the TV is on with the morning news, and the world is anything but peaceful. The sink is piled with breakfast dishes. The kids are off from school because of all that snow. And now that sense of peace is gone. And you wonder, why can't life be more like that quiet, peaceful scene outside? At our Monday evening Bible study, we're working our way through the book of Revelation. In the book we're using for our study, author Richard Lowry opens his comments on chapters 4 and 5, wondering two things. What's going to happen next? And will everything be all right? And my guess is maybe these are some questions you also have been asking recently. Lowry goes on to say, lingering on the edge of the unknown can be frightening and is always spiritually draining. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had some spiritually draining moments recently. The world around us is anything but peaceful these days. With all the political divisions in our country, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which seemingly has no end in sight, with the economy the way it is right now, and I could go on, you know. It's hard not to be wondering what's going to happen next. When will everything be all right? Worry and stress seem to be the order of our days recently. And then I long for that peaceful time, that peaceful scene like a snowstorm. How I long for that kind of peace for myself, for each of us, and for the world. How about you? Personally, I've been trying to reorient my thinking. I've been trying to get my mind off of all the worry and stress and focus on the positive, because I believe there is much that is worthwhile that we can be focusing on. When I find myself getting dragged down again, I try to think about, as Paul says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable. If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, I try to think on these things. Well, just four verses earlier in Philippians, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. During these days, we need to guard our hearts and our minds. There's too much that can lead us into the depths of despair. Guarding our hearts and minds requires a conscious effort, and Paul offers a suggestion on how we can do that. He says the solution is in what we think about. In other words, what occupies our hearts and minds. Rather than all the stuff that causes us to sink into despair, Paul says, think on things that are true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, and commendable, things that reflect excellence, and things that are worthy of praise. I know finding whatever is true isn't easy these days, but there is one truth that we can count on, God's truth, revealed in Jesus Christ. When life and the things of this world start to get you down, get into God's Word and find out what real truth is. Think on things that are honorable, things that are worthy, holy, and above reproach. You know, maybe it's time to take a break from the news. There's not usually too much reported on it that's holy and above reproach. And chances are, if you miss it tonight, you'll hear the same stories tomorrow anyhow. So take a day off. Think on whatever is just. In other words, think on what is right according to God's law and the teachings of Jesus. Think on whatever is pure, things that are holy and without blemish, like that beautiful undisturbed snow. Take a break from social media. Give your mind a chance to refocus. Think on whatever is pleasing. Some translations say whatever is lovely instead of whatever is pleasing. Well, this time of year, nature is full of beauty. The annual flowers are at the height of their bloom. Vegetable gardens are at the height of their production. The cornfields are tall and green, and if you turn down your car windows just for a little in the midst of all this heat, you can even smell their sweet aroma. Look for what is lovely. And then Paul says, look on whatever, think on whatever is commendable. Think on those things that are worthy of praise. You might try looking for the good in people, looking for the inbreaking of God's love into this crazy world. Paul said it is the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that will guard our hearts and minds. And we can find that peace by reframing our thinking. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. That Hebrew word translated be still means to let go, to relax, to release. If we're going to experience God's peace, that stillness like we experience on a snowy morning, we have to let go of all the chaos, find release from all the problems and stress, and find God's peace in the stillness. When the trials of these days begin to get you down, focus on the things that are true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, and commendable, things that reflect excellence, things that are worthy of praise. When we do refocus our thinking, we can find real peace, God's kind of peace that will guard our hearts and our minds and renew our spirits. So imagine stepping out into that first peaceful snow and let the peace of God guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. God, these are stressful times in which we live. We wonder what's going to happen next. Will there ever be a time when things are right again? When the stresses of these days begin to get us down, remind us that in all things you work for our good. Open our hearts and minds to the good, the true, the lovely, the pure, those things that are worthy of praise. You said your world is good. Help us to see that good and give you thanks and praise. Help us find your peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good remainder of your week, and let's hope it doesn't snow till at least December.